Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
It's 11 minutes past 3 on Vectis Radio, and that's Cliff Richard, and She Means Nothing to Me. James and Judy here, and you've got us until 4 o'clock when Chris Sullivan's going to be taking you through to 6. Now, one thing I wake up to every morning is the wonderful sound of a recorder. Could you believe it? And it's because Judy here is actually studying the recorder at the moment, and she sounds jolly good, I must say. And worse than that, she's a bit of a bully, actually, because I've got a guitar and I'm not very good, but she's making me do duets with you.
Yeah, well, you're very kind about my recorder playing, James, but just to put this in context, I used to play the cello. So listening to somebody play, rehearse, practice the recorder is much easier on the ear than listening to a cello played badly.
It is. Well, it is a lovely sound. I did play the recorder at school, but of course it's nothing like the sound that can be heard from, well, semi-professional musicians, let me say. And I've got two semi-professional musicians, I'd say they're actually professional, in front of me, Eric Johnson and Nick Martin, who both play the recorder. And you're going to be able to hear them, I believe, this Sunday at Key Arts. A little bit more about that later. But first of all, is the recorder a much maligned instrument?
Oh, absolutely. Mentioned it to a friend of mine who's a very good artist. I said, "Oh, come along to our gig on Sunday morning at Key Arts." She said, "Oh, I don't like recorders."
And is that just because at primary school it's everybody's first instrument?
Well, you'd have thought an artist would be totally open to all sorts of artistic expression, No, all he remembers are the squeaky things that he used in school.
Oh, well, I always remember that sort of horrible pipe cleaner thing that you sort of put up and down. Never really liked to use that. Well, I did have to use it, but never liked doing it. I also remember the thing you never did was pick up another kid's recorder, because it would always sort of leak out at the end. And I think it's one of those things where, do you think you get sort of put off a little bit for life when you're in one of those school recorder bands that doesn't sound very good?
I think perhaps I'm lucky. I didn't do recorders at school.
Ah, I think you
picked one up
are.
About 5 years ago, and just took to it.
The amazing thing, though, is that there is some very, very beautiful Baroque, in particular, music, especially written for recorder. Telemann sort of springs to mind. Nick, it's got a lovely sound, hasn't it? And the thing about the recorder is there are so many different sizes, from sopranino to these... can you get a double bass as well as a bass?
I think you can get a below a bass, yes.
What's below bass is a great bass. Below that, an extra half octave is a contra bass.
Right.
And then below that, you have a subcontra bass.
Wow.
Right, and that must be the size of the planet.
Yeah, I think it's sort of used for herding cattle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, could you maybe, Eric, you've got a bass behind you, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Could you maybe get your bass out? Because I'd just like to describe this. It is nothing like the kind of Dolmetsch recorder that you might think of. It's I'd say there's about 3.5 feet long, and there's a great big sort of kink in it right at the top. What is that kink for?
Well, as you can imagine, the deeper the recorder, the longer the tube.
Yeah.
Now you get the problem where you have to get your head around one end and your fingers over the holes at the other.
Right.
Now, well, the bigger the recorder gets, the longer the arms you need. And so you need some sort of device to be able to blow down that end. Now, some have a pipe which goes in, but this one has this knick.
Yeah.
It's a German expression, a German idea, and it just like a bent tube.
Well, it reminds me a bit of the sort of U-bend in a toilet, actually.
It is
and
a bit,
actually,
yeah.
The sort of thickness of the pipe is sort of quite similar. It does look like a piece of very...
It's plumbing.
Yeah, a very clever German plumbing, if you don't mind me saying. Can I just have a look at the finger holes, please? Because the interesting thing is, some of the finger holes, if you played a recorder at school, are just normal sort of drill bits of plastic. But the others, they've got sort of springs and levers over them. Why is that? Is that because your fingers couldn't actually get down to certain points?
Well, as the pipe gets bigger, the holes get further apart.
Right.
And you'd have to have hands like, I don't know, jellyfish to be able to cover them all. So
yeah.
You need these levers to, just like you have on a flute or a clarinet.
Yeah, and obviously as recorders get bigger and bigger, do they get more and more expensive?
Oh, yes.
Because, I mean, the Dolmetsch that we all remember, I don't know how much that costs. Is that about 20 quid or something like that? 20, 25 quid?
Something like that, 15, 20 pounds, yeah.
Right, and how much would one like that be?
Well, this is plastic.
Yeah.
In fact, this is, I believe, based on a Dolmetsch design as well.
Uh-huh.
And when they finished making them themselves, they sold them all to Yamaha. Oh. And, yeah, it's, what was the question? Oh, yeah,
how much did they cost, yeah?
This one was about 250.
Oh, that's quite a lot, yeah.
For a plastic instrument,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you wanted a wooden one, you're talking about 10 times that.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I started learning the... teaching myself the treble recorder recently, and I bought a sort of probably one of the more expensive plastic ones. I mean, would you recommend wood to anybody once they've sort of achieved a certain level, or do you think plastic is fine even when you're playing to a high standard?
It depends what you want to do. If you just want to get together with a group of friends and you're not worried about tuning, because a plastic one cannot go out of tune. Wooden ones, well, you're always struggling with tuning and trying to get everything together. On the other hand, wooden ones have so much nicer sound.
They do. They're so much more mellow. Mm. But as Nick was saying, you have to be so much more careful in the way you look after a wooden recorder. You have to let it warm up before you start playing. And I love my plastic one because, as I was saying before we went on air, you know, you can wash it out with soapy water and dry it off, stick it in your handbag, and off you go. So, pros and cons there.
Well, Nick's showing us his wooden one. That is a nice sort of... What kind of a wood is that?
That's pear wood.
Pear wood. So it's nice light wood. That is... Is that a treble?
This is a tenor.
A tenor, okay.
It's a small tenor. But it's... I've been playing a plastic one now for 4 or 5 years, and I wanted a change, and it's just got a much more mellow tone, but you have to be very careful about how you clean it, and as Judy said, you have to wait till it warms up, etc. Yeah. But it's worth it.
That is a sort of typical straight one, about sort of 2 feet long, but there are, obviously, at the bottom... just to get your little finger on a few little sort of springs and levers to get
like
the really low notes.
Finger extension so that you can reach down to it,
And again, to get the sort of flats and the sharps, I always remember you do, is it half a finger or something like that on the back?
That's for high notes. Half a finger at the back will get you up another octave, but it's actually just there are half notes there, and it's not half fingers for flats and sharps lower down. You just have to know which holes to cover.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different. It's different fingering, James. But as Nick says, to get yourself up an octave, you're half covering the hole at the back.
Okay. Well, I think it's time we actually heard a little bit of you guys, because together with two other friends, you make up the Ancient Band of Recorders. You're going to be playing a little bit this Sunday. It's going to be at Key Arts. Is that right?
Correct.
Fantastic, because we came to your last performance and really, really enjoyed it. And so let's just listen to this, and then we can perhaps talk a little bit more about what we can expect on Sunday.
Thank you.
was an excerpt by Corelli, the Sarabande, and it wasn't the full piece, obviously, but I'm sure you have to repeat that with a little bit of improvisation and ornamentation, as I've come to learn from what Judith's doing at the moment.
That was absolutely lovely. It's really, really beautiful. And it sort of seems so obvious to me from the recording that you all really work together and are friends. You know, you can sort of feel, you can feel that you're working together as a group.
Well, that's one of the most difficult things, yeah. I think, is to make it to have eye contact,
yes.
And not just do it mechanically.
Exactly.
And Eric always talks about expression, and people, we can do it, but it's very easy just to play quite mechanically, but actually it's not about that. It's about listening silently to everybody.
Yes.
And the other thing is, some of these pieces, Eric has actually arranged them. He's actually rewritten them for recorder.
Uh-huh.
So he knows them at bass level, and he knows how to sort of ask us to manipulate them to bring out certain lines.
Yeah, it really sounds as though you are working together and maintaining that eye contact, and you're literally in tune with each other and your feelings, and it was really expressive.
Yeah, and I think you know, Eric probably wouldn't want to say this, but he's a marvellous raconteur, because the nice thing about the concert when we came to it last time is you introduced it absolutely beautifully, and it was all a bit of fun, wasn't it? And it's clear that you guys are really enjoying yourself.
That's very kind of you. We just needed a break in between to get our breath back. Yeah.
How did you all meet?
Well, it was basically the first bass line of Tritone Singers, together with Nick. So I said to the lads next to me, anybody fancy playing recorders? Oh, I played when I was young. I've got one. And then Nick, of course, he's not a first bass, but he pretends to be. He's a tenor. And so it's basically four fellas from the Tritone Singers who got together.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And last time we asked you about the recorder, Nick, you admitted you hadn't actually picked that one for years, had you?
That's right, yeah. I hadn't at that point.
But you've got into it very, very, very quickly.
Yeah, I used to play it as a child, as you said. And it's not that I was put off, it's just that I left it to play the piano and to do singing. And when Eric suggested we get together and do it, I thought that would be good fun. And then I discovered that this has a nicer tone for me, and it's the same fingering, the tenor. So I'm a tenor who plays tenor.
Yeah. I know a lot of people these days are sort of taking up the ukulele, and the ukulele is very popular. It's very accessible. You soon, after a few goes, start being able to play something, sing along. But I'd recommend anybody who wants to take up a musical instrument to try the recorder, because although I haven't played for years, you do pick it up quite easily, and I think even if you hadn't played before, you'd pick it up quite easily, and you get great access very quickly to some fantastic music. I think it's a great, and it's, as you know, as with you guys, it's an incredibly sociable thing to do as well. It's so nice.
Well, let's come back a little bit later to the other thing that you're involved with, because as well as your group, which is a little bit closed, of best friends who are going to be playing on Sunday at Key Arts, there's also another band of recorders which is available for all to join, and that's called the Insular Vector Recorder Band. And yes, they're you're a bit like the Jehovah's Witnesses, the way you've been ganging up on Judith, but there's no sort of hard sell. But if there's anybody out there who's got a recorder, please do think about this. In the meantime, we're going to listen to some Kelsey Ballerina and Legends, currently charting at the moment, and we'll be back after a bit of David Bowie. David Bowie, and that was Rock and Roll Suicide. And we are not committing suicide here, because we're listening to some beautiful, beautiful recorder music. Very, very good for the soul. We've got Eric Johnson and Nick Martin in the studio with us, who are both in Ancient Band of Recorders. It's a foursome, isn't it? And you're going to be playing for us in Newport at 10:30 on Sunday at Arts. And it's one of the lovely Sunday series that they do at Key Arts. They cost £10. £5. I'm sorry. It's even cheaper. £10 for two people. How about that? So take your other half, as we do. It's a lovely, lovely experience. Sometimes they play in the sort of Anthony Minghella Theatre, and sometimes they actually play in the gallery. Which is a lovely experience. Do you know where you're going to be playing this time?
We haven't decided. We're having a rehearsal on Friday to see how the acoustics are sound, will sound in the gallery. But one of them, it will be, they're next door to each other.
Okay, now tell us about the programme you're going to have on Sunday.
The first half, we're playing stuff from way, way back. There's a reason why we're called the Ancient Band of Recorders, and it's not just because of our age, but it reflects the sort of music that we play.
Yeah.
So from way, 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 way back, and we do have some stuff that we play from the 15th century, which is really peculiar. But right up to Tudor music, Renaissance music, and then some Baroque music. So we've got some Michael Praetorius in the first half. William Byrd. Arcangelo Corelli. Oh, don't you love that first name?
I know. Yeah. I'd love to be called Arcangelo.
Yeah, me too.
And then some George Frederick Handel.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
That, that completes the first half. And then the second half, it's all contemporary music. Well, I say contemporary, I don't mean weird and wonderful or, you know, there are no electrified drums or anything. But it's all music written for recorders in the late 20th or the beginning of the 21st century.
And we were saying earlier that there is a surprising amount of new contemporary music for the recorder. Are there any sort of themes that you can see about that? I mean, are they British composers? Are they German composers? Is there any sort of thread that you can see with the new music?
Well, with the places I go, I tend to come into contact with British people, really. I go to a recorder course in Derbyshire each Easter, and I meet quite a few interesting people there.
Yes.
But there are lots of people on the continent too. There's probably Steps is one of the most famous ones, but from Holland,
right.
And his stuff is quite difficult and really for fully professionals.
I see.
Whereas a lot of music is being written at the moment for U3A groups or for, say, the Stockport Recorder group, and so on. So they're good amateurs, and some wonderful people writing. Steve Marshall writes, has done a lot of jazz, and he does lots of jazz for recorders. Paul Clark, Mark Hall, Helen Hooper, Sue Hanscom. These are just some of the names of the people who are producing stuff. An awful lot of arranging of folk songs.
Yes.
And that really comes over well in concert.
So, I mean, it sounds as though there's a very, very large repertoire, you know, starting with the early music, your 15th century stuff, moving right up to the modern day. And I think what's come out of our conversation today is that the recorder is a much more versatile instrument than a lot of people at home might imagine.
Well, you can arrange modern music, you can arrange pop music on it, or you can arrange classical music. We're doing, is it the Water Music, Eric, by Handel?
That's Baroque, yes.
And that's Baroque, that was instrumental, and so you can take instrumental orchestra stuff and actually make it into recorded music, so it is...
Now, Marg Hall, I thought she was a college in Oxford, but she's actually a composer, isn't she?
Well, she's a recorder teacher, and she has a large recorder band of her own, and she produces stuff for her own stuff, and she has courses and so on. So,
okay, well, we're going to listen to two pieces again. I think you're going to be playing these on Sunday, aren't you? it's The South Wind and The Party. They're two little parts of a... Is it a sort of five-part piece?
There's six Irish airs.
Six
it's the
Irish
first,
airs.
The first two of six Irish airs.
Okay, well, let's listen to them.
Thank you.
done. That was the ancient band of recorders, the South Wind, and then the Party. And they were by Mark Hall. You can listen to those on Sunday at Key Arts at their wonderful concert at 10:30 in the morning. Now, can I just ask you, for those people who would like to play the recorder on the Isle of Wight, there is an opportunity, isn't there? Because there's this band that you've set up called Insular Vector. And it's for people who've, well, for people who sort of reached a certain standard in terms of music. They must be able to read music, mustn't they?
They do, really. They would be left behind if they couldn't. I produced music for them, maybe five or six pieces during the 1.5 yeah. hours that we have on the Monday evening. And put the music in front of them, and then we play it. And we get all sorts of mistakes occurring, and, and we might break down halfway through, but it doesn't matter because we start again, and we analyse it a little bit, and then we do it, and play it through. Hopefully, and we all get enjoyment from it.
So these are kind of recorded jam sessions, is that right?
No, you're following the dots.
I mean, I must say, I think the nice thing about it, being somebody who can get nervous when people are watching, is that people don't need to feel nervous because there might be four people playing your part, and if you can't do it, you just drop out, and it's not precious. It's like, we just start again if it's not working, and nobody's judging. And so it's got a lovely feel about it, and people pair up and say, I'll play with you today. So it's just a nice way of including lots of people.
And very, very sociable, I guess, yes, as well. Nice great. To get together. I guess you need to be able to sight read, obviously, to a reasonable sort of standard. And I think, Eric, you'd like it if people who come along, if they did play sort of two types of recorder, if they could bring two instruments with them so they can mix and match a bit.
The odds are that they'll be asked to play the lower of the two instruments.
The lower of the two. Mm. So you're a bit short then, are you, of tenors and basses?
Basses, certainly,
it's the
yes.
Basses,
there's just
really.
Two of us who play bass, and it would be nice to for me to play something else as well.
Yes,
rather
of
than
course.
Stick to bass all the time.
Yeah, and your next meeting, I think, is on Monday the 11th of December.
Correct.
At Key Arts. You kick off at 7:30 and you run until 9
o'clock. Until 9 o'clock, yes. Nine it's o'clock. In the practice room next to the cafe downstairs.
And is it okay if I give your email address if anybody would like to contact you?
Please do.
Thank you. So if you'd like to find out more, you'd like to go along to Insular Vector Recorder Band, do please contact Eric. It's Eric N. Shirley. S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, so that's Eric N. Shirley, all one word, at yahoo.co.uk. Sounds like make new friends in the process.
The whole point is to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks very much, both of you, for coming in today. Best of luck on Sunday. I think it sounds like a wonderful concert, and the great thing about those ones at Key Arts are they're only £5, as I've been corrected now, and you don't need to book in advance, do you?
No,
just
you don't
turn
need
up on
to.
The door. And somebody's there, normally with one of Tommy Cooper's old hats, I think, collecting the fivers. So thanks a lot. It's been really informative, and looking forward to hearing some more recorded music from Judith as well.
Yep, for sure.